This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for November 14th, 2022. Sorry again for being a little bit late. November, early November is always the big CCM invite in Chicago for ice hockey, so I've been traveling quite a bit, so I was trying to get to some news this week. And also, this is kind of an interesting time of the year because the news starts to slow down a bit. Got a few good things here and a few good Kickstarters. This is kind of an interesting time of year because, you know, releases start slowing down, the Kickstarters start slowing down because nobody really wants to put a Kickstarter out around Christmas. So it's kind of bulking up now, but and possibly next show I'll have a bunch of Kickstarters and or some crowdfunding, but we'll see how that one goes. But first, a huge announcement, because this is one that was teased at Fantasy Flight, teased at Gen Con this year. And of course, I've really, really been interested in this one. They put more details about the Star Wars deck building game. Now, I'm a huge deck building fan. No secret about that. I have absolutely loved deck building games since Dominion and the DC deck building game and Legendary, everything, all things deck building, I absolutely love. This one will be out in March. It's about $35. It's a lot of this, some similar kind of ways of doing deck building, but a little bit of twist. So I do like that it's not the same old, same old. So it's a two-player game, and one person will be the light side, and one person will be the dark side. Basically, the Rebels and the Empire, of course. And then as you're kind of, as cards will come out in the middle, and of course you have your 10-card starter deck, which basically the starter deck sucks, like most deck building games, and then you'll kind of put cards into your deck that'll come out in the main row. Now they say they have a main row that has a Galaxy Road deck and an Outer Rim Pilot deck, which I believe will probably be probably the one card that's always available. Usually these deck building games, you have the one card that's always available to everybody. And the Galaxy Road will have cards that are neutral. There'll be cards that are light side cards, dark side cards, and neutral that either player can put into their deck. Now, when you buy a card, it will go into your deck, or if you have enough kind of attack, you can actually attack the cards of the other faction that are in that row. So you'll have, basically, let's just say I'm the Rebel player, and a Rebel player card comes out, it'll be facing me, so I can look at it face up and see what I would get, but it'll be upside down to the Empire player, and then on the bottom of each card, facing the Empire, basically facing the other player, there's a cost there to defeat that card, and when you defeat that card, you get that reward. And I believe the defeat, you would take basically like kind of your attack, because there's kind of a purchase power and an attack power that you'll have. And basically the whole way to play the game is you're trying to defeat three bases of the other player. And then of course there'll be ships that'll come out that'll protect the bases. But as you, the first base will basically usually be kind of a useless base that's just out there. And then as you put a second base in, it'll have a power that'll be kind of a reveal power. And then the third base that'll come in, which will be the last one, will have a pretty powerful reveal power that'll come out too. I think DC Rivals did something like this. So each time you defeat the other player, when they're new, kind of, you had to defeat them three times, and every time they came out, they would have a new power and it would be more powerful. So it really looks pretty cool. So you're only really putting cards in your deck that are associated with it or neutral. So then you're trying to just kind of get up your power, defeat people. And it's real thematic, has a lot of the real cool players, real cool characters from, you know, all the different different trilogies of the Star Wars saga. And of course, probably we'll have some from that aren't necessarily in movies and maybe in the TV shows as well. So a lot of areas for expansion that I'm sure they'll be able to put in there, which, again, being deck building, I absolutely love this, and it'll be really cool. It was the other thing that they have is kind of this force track. There'll be a dark side, a neutral side, and a light side, and it'll have different steps, basically three steps on each side and then one in the middle. And then throughout gameplay, you could move the force to the light side and a dark side. I think it starts off all the way on one side. I think it starts all the way on the light side, but the dark side actually gets to go first in the game. So as you move it, there'll be different characters like Darth Vader will say, move, I think it says something like +4 While you have if the force is with you, you have +4 attack. And I think sometimes when you do play these cards as well, it moves the force towards your side a bit as well. So that's pretty cool where you're kind of struggling over force power or where the force is strong, where is the dark side, light side. But this game looks great. Absolutely looks awesome. I can't wait to get my hands on it again next year for $35. I can't wait to check it out. Speaking with the Star Wars theme, Atomic Mass Games announced a new skirmish minis game called Star Wars Shatterpoint. This will be out next summer. Now, this is kind of an objective-based skirmish game where you're kind of building up armies depending on your objectives. Now, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I don't know if there's, if you're going to be playing games that have different types of objectives or if the same objectives will be available all the time. And of course, probably going to have the point system. There's a lot of different Star Wars type skirmish game. Fantasy Flight has their own as well. That's pretty good, a ground base. And then there's also, of course, X-Wing that they have, which is skirmish. But this will be kind of just a squad-based skirmish game. A lot of different characters, great miniatures. I don't know if they're going to be pre-painted or not, but they're supposed to be very beautiful miniatures there. So this looks like an interesting one to check out too, especially if you like the kind of skirmish game, or if you just want to get really nice miniatures to put into your RPG, your Star Wars RPG. Portal Games has a new solo campaign-based expansion for Empires of the North. This is called Empires of the North, Wrath of the Lighthouse. And Empires of the North is really, really good. It's kind of the newer envisioning of Imperial Settlers, but Empires of the North was such a good game. I really like it. It's very kind of neutral or novice friendly, but has a lot of depth to it. And if you're like me and you do really get into kind of solo gaming, this is going to be a really cool one because there's a lot of campaigns. There's some legacy elements to this campaign. I think there's 15 stories that go along in this book for the campaign. It's going to be out this week. This will be $40. I'm going to have to probably go out and grab this one because I love playing this game solo. And it's, that many campaigns are only going to be really good. And this one is by Joanna Gajanka, who's the co-designer of the initial game. And I think she did the other expansions that are out for Empires of the North as well. So look forward to that one. Skytier Games will release tower defense themed game Skytier Horde. Now, Skytier kind of has their own. It's really nifty. They've got kind of this whole theme, like this whole Skytier universe. And they've got a couple different games. There's kind of the main game. The art is absolutely fantastic. And now they're putting this card game together, which is basically a tower defense, kind of like the video games. It reminds me of Siege of Valeria. They just put out kind of a tower defense. I don't know if it's a release or a Kickstarter. I don't think fulfilled yet, but kind of reminds me of that where it's kind of line-based kind of cards coming at you, line-based and doing a tower defense, and you're kind of using your card-based play to, defeat the monsters. 1 to 3 players, but I'm sure this, again, probably is going to be a little bit better for the solo player as well. Very quick to play, again, by Skytier Games. This one should be out early next year. I think January is what they said. It'll be out $50, but it's another beautiful-looking game, and again, I know tower defense is kind of flip a coin. Some people love it. Some people hate tower defense. I happen to like tower defense again because it's probably because I like solo games, but it looks great. Check that one out. Funforge Games will finally release the spiritual successor to Takedo. This is going to be, of course, designed again by Antoine Bauza. It's called Nemiji. This will be in retail later this month or early December. I'm not sure exactly when it'll be. Because basically, people have been waiting for this one because it was been a while since it crowdfunded it. And I think it made it a gazillion dollars on crowdfunding Kickstarter. And Takedo has a huge following. So it should be great. And now people want to get their hands on one if they missed out on that Kickstarter. So again, it's very similar to Takedo. With the action selection in the game and trying to, get it's basically a line of actions. You're trying to get there before your opponents can get there, but you don't want to go too far in advance because it has that catch-up mechanism where you can't go until somebody passes you. Until you're the last one in line. So you kind of got to say, do I really want this action or do I want to keep somebody from getting it or do I just want to kind of wait it out and see? So very cool game. Nemiji looks great too. So I suspect this one's just going to be great as well. So check it out. $45 should be out early. Should be right in time for the holidays to get for people or to get in your table as well. Upper Deck is going to release another Legendaries Encounter deck building game. Now, this one's going to be Legendary Encounters, The Matrix. This will be out early, I think mid next year, right in time for con season, probably in time for Origins. I think it's going to be quarter 2 for about $8. Now, the price seems a bit high, but these Legendary Encounters games, they come with a ton of cards and a ton of gameplay. Now, the last few have been neoprene mats as well, so that's probably what helps the price point there, but I absolutely love playing games on neoprene mats as opposed to just regular cardboard. Now, the only kicker here is about the series. The series is hit or miss. Now, there was Legendary Aliens and Legendary Encounters Aliens, which was awesome. You're playing through the different movies. kind of legendary legacy-esque kind of gameplay to it. And then they had the Firefly one, and it was a train wreck. It was awful. Legendary Firefly, Legendary Counters Firefly was just terrible. But Legendary Counters Aliens are good, and they've got a couple of others out that I haven't played a whole lot of them. Oh, the I don't know if it's Legendary Counters, but there was Big Trouble in Little China, I think, had a Legendary Encounters as well, which was actually really, really good. But I'll say this, go, if it is going to be good, it'll be amazing. The whole story campaign-based system is probably right up the alley for the Matrix-type theme. So I think that'll be really good for this one. So you may want to try before you buy, but it's when they are done well, they are so good when they're done well. I can't stress enough how much I loved Aliens, Legendary Encounter Aliens. So if you can see that one, if you can grab that one, I really highly recommend checking that one out. But again, I'm cautiously optimistic a bit about this one. So let's head on over to crowdfunding. The first thing I want to talk about today is the HeroScape Age of Annihilation. Now, this is the new kind of, they talked about HeroScape coming back out. And this one doesn't have a whole lot of time, only a couple of days as of this recording, but you might want to get on this if you do want to get on, because this is the HeroScape Age of Annihilation Vanguard Edition. This is probably the big kind of pimped out version of the new HeroScape. They're probably going to be producing all of this anyway, but this is probably just the special edition. Now, this has been out for about a month and a half, and they haven't, nowhere near, not even at half of what they want for that target. But if you want to get in on HeroScape, you can probably just check out their website as well. This one is on the Hasbro Pulse, and I'll put a link to that, of course, in the show notes. So you can just click on the HeroScape Age of Annihilation. If you want to get over there, you might be able to just get the base game. The HeroScape is a great kind of another skirmish kind of game where they did a really good job of, they have different themes fighting each other between, like, you know, you have aliens or Old West cowboys, you know, all sorts of stuff like that was really good. And then they're redoing the whole HeroScape system. So you may want to check that one out if you're interested in it. But at very least, check it out if you want to get in on it, because I don't know if they'll get to where this Age of Annihilation, that box, that big deluxe box is going to get to. I don't think they're going to get to where they want to, but who knows if they just kind of put it out anyway. But again, this is a lot of money. It's $250. But again, if you like HeroScape as it is, you'll probably like this as well. And then another one that's kind of only a few days left, I think just because I've been just so delayed in getting this one out, it kind of snuck up on me. Slay the Spire, the board game. Now, the quote-unquote, the board game is going to be a big theme today on everything that I'm talking about here for crowdfunding. Slay the Spire, the board game. This has about 4 days to go. There's a collector's pledge that has a lot of stuff in it for $145, and there's a regular pledge that you get into for $100 or more, and the collector's pledge just has the metal coins, a bag, and a nice big character playmats and a neoprene playmat. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to play Slay the Spire solo, why don't you just play it on Steam and just play it? That's what I keep thinking. But man, I just can't hold myself back because I love Slay the Spire so much, and the board game looks great and all the components and all the play for it. So yeah, I went ahead and backed it anyway. So if you're like me, just check out the page and maybe you'll like what you see. There's a lot of stuff in this game. And of course, I just love deck building. I love Slay the Spire and I love playing things solo. So this could really be right up your alley, and it'd be interesting to see how they do this with multiplayer. There's going to be an app that's going to be in there, probably a companion app that may help out to play against you. It just looks great. I mean, it's over $3 million with a lot of stretch goals. So if you want to get the stretch stuff, you might as well get in on it. I mean, it's only $100. I know that's a lot, especially since I just got in off Oathsworn. You spent $140 on this and then like $120 on Oathsworn. So I may have to stay off Kickstarter for a while. I may have a problem, as they say. Anyway, next up, On the Underground, Paris and New York. Now, I've played On the Underground, London. It's a great game. This is by Ludi Creations. It's got about 2 weeks to go. This is well-funded. You can get in on this for about $50 for the Paris/New York City basic game. The components will look great. This is a fun game because it's kind of a little abstracty. It's about kind of making your rails or kind of making the subway systems. And each player is kind of trying to get their own line set up to bring the different travelers from one point to another. And that's how you're going to get points on it. Very easy to learn. It looks a little wacky because it's just because of the way it looks with the underground and the spots and how you're putting kind of chits and different wood pieces on a board. It looks like it's hard to get into, but I can tell you it's pretty easy to learn. It's also available. It's either available on Yukata or on BGA, but it's available online to try out as well. Not this version, but the initial version you can try out. But check this one out. It's actually a really fun game. The system is a very fun game, so I think this one will be really good. And designed by Sebastian Bleasdale, great designer as well. Next up, another kind of expansion here, Ocean's Legends of the Deep. This has kind of a very grandiose legends where you have the different kind of, I guess they're kind of Norse or other mythological kind of legends of the deep here. About 2.5 weeks ago, again, well funded. This is by North Star Games. This one will cost about $16 to get the expansion, or if you want to get if you want to get the kind of legendary edition upgrade kit, where you're going to get the big box, you're going to get the Legendary Edition box, the Legend Deep expansion, the solo expansion, and a custom trays insert. And then you can also get the Legendary Edition, which will come with the base game. I believe if you want, if you already have the base game, you can do the $45 ones, but if you need the base game, it's $85. Oceans, this is a great game. So just having a cool expansion to it and having a really nice box. So again, if you already have this, you can just get the kind of upgrade, but if you just want to get the Legendary Edition with the really cool game trays and the expansion, it'll be a pretty cool one to get on there. So definitely check that out, or look for some videos on gameplay and stuff. You got enough time for 2 weeks on this one, so you can check out how the game plays and such if you want to check it out. But it's a very easy game to get into as well, and the art is just absolutely amazing in it. And it'll be really cool because they do a really, Game Trays does an amazing job with their kind of inserts and such. But if you're like some people and you just throw everything in a box anyway, who cares? But if you really like kind of the inserts, then go for it. Next up, Series. We've only got two more left. Series, this is a sci-fi worker placement game where you play a space corporation. You're mining asteroids, lobby the Mars Council, and enlarge the Series colony. This has a little under 3 weeks to go. It is funded as well. And you can get in on this one, basically just the one pledge for $6. This is a pretty cool worker placement game, kind of your standard worker placement fare with the sci-fi theme. But what the kind of the unique things is, as you're kind of upgrading different actions for yourself throughout the game, different turns, there's going to be other type of workers that are going to come out. And there are different colored workers, which can activate different colored areas, which is pretty cool. So they have kind of your boss meeples, and then the other meeples of different color. So that's actually pretty an interesting thing where you're kind of, you know, saying, do you want to get this color meeple before somebody else does, or do you, you know, you want to wait for it as well? So it looks great. 1 to 4 players, plays in about 30 minutes per player, and it does have that, of course, a solo version, which again, I'm a broken record that I love in these games, but this one is about 3 weeks to go, so check that one out. And this is by Artipia Games, who does a great job with their production value as well. Finally, another interesting one here, Zoo Tycoon the board game. You're zooing a box of more than 230 animal meeples, and highly thematic board game for 1 to 4 players. It's got about a week and a half to go. Well funded here. It's about $85 to get in on this one, or that's the standard edition. They have the deluxe edition where I think all the meeples are kind of they're silkscreen printed, where they basically have prints on them rather than just being the meeples. This is an interesting one because I really think the game looks great, but boy, does it look like Ark Nova. Like, it just has that same feel where you're trying, you've got multiple tracks, you got a conservation track, you got some other points, you get some visitors and some money, and you're trying to go up the different tracks, and there's different places, different points for different tracks, and it's heavier. It's got a 2 to 3 hour gameplay, 1 to 4 players, but I do love, again, that there's a solo version to it. This stuff, this game still does look good because you're also putting out, you're kind of making, like the Tycoon games, you're kind of making your own little zoo, and kind of a look, comes out in front of you. There's different boards that you can kind of use to build, and you're kind of building it. There's roads on there. And it kind of really looks like, it feels really cool the way, you know, kind of just seeing the zoo in front of you, and how the different paddocks and such, you know, the enclosures kind of develop. So it looks great. The cards look, the art looks amazing. I don't know. It's hard. It's going to be hard for me to get in on this one, but I definitely will want to play it once it does come out, because Ark Nova is so good, and I couldn't imagine replacing it. Not that that's what they're trying to do, because the Zoo Tycoon games are their own thing, but it just has that same kind of, scratches that same itch. But since I love this type of game, and there's different kind of a market and, you know, a ebb and flow of kind of the animal market, so to speak, kind of as you're purchasing animals for the zoo or different enclosures or putting them in your zoo, there's a really cool little ebb and flow there. I think I'm definitely going to want to play this one, but I think I might hold off and just wait, just because I have spending so much money on Kickstarter lately anyway. And this one already has, you know, about $100 to get in on there. You can get a two, you save a little bit of money yourself by getting two packs. And I believe there's also a two pack of the deluxe version that saves you a little bit of money as well. So it looks good. Definitely check this one out. You know, maybe look at it before you back, just to see if you like it. Let me know if you think this one looks better or worse or the same as Ark Nova, just because it just has that same feel to me. But it does look like a very good campaign. It looks like a very clean campaign as well. So there you have it. There's a bunch of Kickstarters for you and crowdfunding. We'll see what we've got in the next couple of weeks, because like I said, I think it's going to going to hit a crescendo in the next week or so and then kind of crash. We're not going to be a whole lot of Kickstarters usually around the holidays because they know people don't want to spend any more money than they already have to at the holidays. But anyway, thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steve and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And of course, check out their Discord channel where there is a Major Spoilers chat room there where you can ask me any questions, or if you have any news you want me to feature on a show, or a Kickstarter you want me to feature on a show, or any other crowdfunding, just let us know there in the Discord. So much fun to talk to everybody on that Discord as well. And also, please check out my show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.